So yesterday, Aston Villa Football Club put a statement on its website saying it's pleased to announce that an agreement has been signed for the sale of 100% ownership by Randy Lerner to Recon Group, owned by Dr. Tony Jantong Sia, subject to approval of the Premier League and Football League. Let's get some reaction to this then with Aston Villa season ticket holder, blogger Dan Bardell. Dan, welcome to the show.
Morning, Andrew.
So how are you feeling then the day after that statement was made?
I think I'd describe myself as being cautiously optimistic. I mean, as I spoke to you earlier off air, he's sometimes a better devil, you know, but I don't think that Villa can get any worse. I mean, what was going down with Randy Lerner, we were going to keep finding ourselves in this vicious cycle of underachievement. And now I think with the Rui Khan Group taking over, I think there is now reason to be cautiously optimistic for Villa fans.
Does it seem an odd time for somebody to come in and invest in Villa with the fact that you're now a Championship team rather than a Premier League team? Or would you say that we're hearing figures of around, I think it's 60 million quid or so? So do you think actually this could be seen as good business by the new owner? Because theoretically, Villa, you've got everything in place for the Premier League. You just need to sort out what's on the pitch.
I think the new owner, if he'd have tried to buy us last summer, he'd have been looking at paying over double what he'd ended up paying yesterday. So from his point of view, it does make good business sense. But I think a lot will depend on whether we can bounce back up at the first time of asking, which certainly there's no guarantees of that, because the Championship, as you know, is very tough to get out of. I mean, I think it does make good business sense for him. But for the Villa fans, it's just a shame that this kind of takeover couldn't have come whilst we were still in the Premier League. I mean, if this had come this time last year, I think there'd be more buoyancy around the place. I mean, don't get me wrong, there is buoyancy anyway, because I think some people will just be glad to see the back of Randy Lerner, because the end of his tenure has just been absolutely disastrous. But yeah, I think it makes good business sense for him. It's just a case now of we don't know a lot about him. I mean, there's a dearth of information really about the new group. We hope that he comes in with billions of pounds, but we all know that's unlikely. I think any kind of steady progression will be welcomed. So we're just hopefully in a better place now than we were this time last week.
Dan, I want to paint a little picture for you now. Imagine you are sat in front of the new owner. You've got 60 seconds. In that 60 seconds, talk him through the changes that you think would need to be made straight away.
I mean, the biggest thing that's got to be done is they've got to get the managerial appointment right. I mean, Roberto Di Matteo seems to be the favourite, but I've heard that there is two other potential candidates as well that are being taken into consideration. So first off, they've got to get the managerial appointment right. They've got to get that right in the case that they've got to try and unite the fans again, because the fans at the moment are, well, just before Randy Lerner left, the fans were at their lowest ebb, and the manager needs to come in and needs to galvanise the fans. He needs to galvanise the players and get the players and the fans singing from the same hymn sheet. I mean, the next point that I'd make is there needs to be a clear out, because there's players there that clearly weren't good enough for the Premier League, but I'm not convinced that those players are good enough for the Championship. But the worry is we're going to have some players on Premier League wages who aren't going to want to leave, and the players that you would want to keep, such as Jordan Ayo, Jordan Amavi, maybe Jack Grealish, I mean, there's going to be interest in them. And I just implore the owners to, if they can hold on to the better players just for 1 year, try and get them to give Villa one more year to get back up, then do that. But there's a lot of bad players at the football club, which is shown by our 17-point total at the end of the season. The senior people like Julian Lescott, Mika Richards, Alan Hutton, Guzan, they need to go because they're on high wages, and quite frankly, they're not up to the wages that they're being paid. They're not justifying it. So it's sorting out the players and the managers is the main thing. And then also, you've got to get your team behind the scenes right, your board right, because as we've seen, if you make bad decisions at a boardroom level, it filters down and it can be catastrophic for the football club, because just then, I mean, there was no area at Villa, perhaps apart from maybe the academy, that was being run well last season, and we've gone down with a dismal points total.
That was nearly 2 minutes, but I think point.
I think too many problems. I could go into 15 minutes.
Well, that was the thing. I thought when I said 60 seconds, it was probably a bit tight. Okay, so you mentioned manager. There's a lot of talk. Roberto Di Matteo seems to be the leader of all the thoughts. There's Nigel Pearson there. Was there any kind of flinch yesterday from Villa fans when you saw Neil Warnock wasn't going to be keeping going at Rotherham next season?
I mean, in fairness to Neil Warnock, he's done a pretty good job at the Championship level, League One level, wherever he's been manager, but it just wouldn't be a long-term appointment, would it? It would be a manager to get you out of the Championship, which, again, there's no guarantees. I mean, I think Newcastle, looking like they're holding on to Rafa Benitez, is a game-changer, because I don't see any way in which they won't go up with Benitez in charge, because he's a very good manager. And I think he seems to have got those players playing for him, and I think he'll turn around to them and say, just give me a year to get us back into the Premier League. And I think those players in the main will give him that. I mean, Warnock's a good Championship level manager. I mean, the favourite looks to be Di Matteo at the moment, which, again, it wouldn't be my choice, but it's very difficult to get a United choice from the fans. I mean, it smacks a bit of cheapness to me, which I don't like to say, because I obviously don't know anything really about the new owners, but he's available. He's not really in demand, so you can see that he isn't going to cost any compensation to go and get or anything. I mean, he got West Brom up about, I don't know how many years ago it was, maybe 5-6 years ago, and obviously he's won the Champions League with Chelsea, but he was only there 3 months. I mean, he's never done anything really long term with anyone. That would be my worry with him.
Next season, then, whoever is in charge is going to be playing games against Birmingham City, Wolves in the Championship as well. Burton Albion promoted, and there's a chance Walsall, although they've got a bit of a mountain to climb to get past Barnsley, they could be in the Championship as well. How do you guys feel about the fact that there's quite a little Midlands collective going on in the Championship next season?
I think in May now, I think the fans will embrace the Championship. I mean, obviously, we don't want to be there, and we hope that it's only for 1 year, but we've just become so accustomed to losing now that it's kind of nice to just be going into a league where you think we might actually win some games. I mean, again, there's no guarantees, but I travel 240-mile round trip every other week to watch Villa, and I've seen 2 wins this season in the league. I mean, it's just not good enough. I just want to be travelling and having some hope that I'm going to see some goals and see some wins and see some fight. I mean, that's all I want. And as I say, I think the fans will embrace it now, and they'll enjoy going to the new grounds that they've never been to before. But the only worry is that we will be a scalp. I mean, I think Newcastle coming down takes some pressure off us in some respects, but we will be a scalp for the teams. The teams are going to want to beat us. I mean, from your neck of the woods, I mean, Villa a few years ago, playing Bradford, I mean, there were a few leagues below us in the cup. They saw us off without too many problems, really. So it is a worry that we haven't got the best track record against this kind of opposition. But again, there is some excitement that, well, things can't get much worse, hopefully.
One final question, Dan. If you could realistically bring in a marquee signing, so obviously we're not talking Ronaldo or Messi here, a realistic marquee signing for Villa, who would it be, or what kind of position would you say, if there was that one player, where would you strengthen?
I think in the Championship, I mean, I think last time we spoke about the relegation battle, and we spoke about how important Jermaine Defoe would be to Sunderland. I mean, obviously, if you've got a goal scorer at any level, it helps. But if you've got a goal scorer in the Championship, it makes a hell of a difference again. I mean, look at Andre Gray at Burnley. I mean, their team is not a team full of superstars. They've got hard-working players. They've got players that play for each other, play for the manager. But they've got that goal scorer. And I think that's what Villa will need, because, I mean, we struggled in the Premier League because we did not have a goal scorer. And in the Championship, it will be the same if we don't get someone in who can put the ball in the back of the net, give you 20, 25 goals a season. I think you definitely need that in the Championship. Also, you've got to have a strong squad, because there's so many games. So there does have to be an element of rotation in your squad. So we need a goal scorer, but we certainly need to strengthen in all areas, because there's a lot that needs shipping out at Villa.